Well, Brendan, you've had two pretty good improved performances the last 2 weeks. I mean, how important is it to get some, you know, reward in terms of 4 points for a good performance out of that?
Every week we're hunting for a reward. We're driving really hard to try and win a game of footy, and I think we've got a big challenge this week. I think Brisbane's average losing margin is a bit lower than people think. I think it's about 2 or 3 goals up at the Gabba, and probably doesn't justify their ladder position. So we know we've got a big challenge, but one we're looking forward to.
And you're coming up against one of your mentors, Chris Fagan, in a battle between the bottom two sides. So is that a bit of extra motivation to win this week?
Oh, no, I've got the same motivation. Doesn't matter who I play. I've got a high regard and a lot of respect for Fags because he's assisted me over a long period of time. But game day, we'll go head-to-head and look forward to that challenge. But probably just thinking about that with Fags and a little bit of time at Hawthorn, just take the opportunity to congratulate Sil Rioli on his career. He's probably the most exciting player many have seen in the last decade, both with and without the ball. So wanted to wish him all the best.
Does one kind of highlight stick out for you? Everyone's got their favourite Cyril moment. What's your favourite?
Oh, there's many moments, but it's just that eerie feeling that the crowd created when he nearly run someone down. There's so many of those, though.
Levi Casbolt out this week. What was the thinking behind
that? Nothing too complex. We think he's just got to grow in some of his impact up forward, so some inconsistencies in that. What I loved about Levi is he accepted he didn't probably play to the level he'd like last week, and he's had a really strong week on the track, and he'll work hard to rectify it. So I'm sure he'll be back in time.
What's the thinking behind Paddy Dow and resting him?
Nothing too more complex other than he hasn't missed a game this year as a first-year player and played a lot of midfield minutes, and all of our reporting suggested that just getting a little bit weary and tired and sore after games just in the last week or two, so it was an informed decision to give him a spell, but he'll be back, and I think it'll be the best thing for him to freshen up. It's been an incredible effort for a guy in his first year to play so many midfield minutes and also in and around centre bounce, so yeah, he's just flagging a little bit, and most first years do.
Do you expect Matty Cruiser to play a bit more forward with Casbolt out and Phil playing as well?
Yeah, we'll have to this week because we're playing two ruckmen, so they'll both spend time forward, yeah.
Just back on Levi, I mean, where's his footy now? He's obviously contracted until the end of next year, but, I mean, where does he sit in terms of the pecking order with, you've got guys like Harry Mackay pushing up in the VFL? I mean, where does he sit now?
I don't want to headline over Levi because he's missed right now. He had an inconsistent performance last week. He'll work incredibly hard. There's no pecking order at our football club. It's an earned right, and there's some inconsistencies last week, like there was with Harry a few weeks ago. So the great thing about that is there's a fight for a position up forward.
And Mark Murphy re-signing, how much does that, what does that do for morale? And were you confident he'd always stick around?
In terms of morale, there's never been an issue around morale, but what it does say around our footy club is our welfare's really strong. Players feel like they're learning and growing in spite of some of the results this year. And Murph's been so invested. I've said it week by week in trying to grow this club. And as a captain, it just justifies we've got an environment where people want to be and feel like they're growing.
On the Lions, is this a week you need to challenge the group to, I guess, turn brave results into an actual result?
We challenge our group around that every week. Interestingly, they've had some real continuity with their list this year, and they've got really good leadership on the oval, including Luke Hodge. So we're up there to hunt. It's going to be a tough game. They're in good form, and this will be no easy game, make no mistake. As I said, their ladder position probably doesn't justify the closeness of the games they've been in this year.
Do you perhaps get a chance to make a little bit of a comparison compared to how far your team's developing against another team that is developing? Do you get more sense this week than any other?
No, we just worry about our own development and don't make any comparison. I think if you look really deep into the age profiles and the games played in certain brackets of comparing the two teams, you'll see still some discrepancies there.
The loss would, I guess, almost consign you to the wooden spoon. Do you challenge the group, or do you hope to avoid that?
Won't consign us to anything.
Winning on the road, is that another major sort of, you know, benchmark for the team if they can do that this week?
Oh, they're really important little growth opportunities. I saw last week Brisbane won on the road against Frio, so any of those just builds a little bit more validation. So if we get a result, it will. If and that's sort of the way you've got to look at it. It's a learning opportunity and just a little bit more validation. So if you get one on the road, it always helps.
Caleb Muschbank coming back into the side this week. He's had, I think, 10 weeks out, straight back into the senior team. Are you confident he'll get through?
Yeah, I wouldn't pick him if we didn't think he'd get through. But it just shows how confident we are in the type of player he is. Yeah.
Last night, Brendan, there was a few more incidents of the protected area, 50-metre penalties. I mean, is it getting to a point now where the AFL has to come out and really do something around that rule, or perhaps, you know, challenge it to perhaps change it?
Yeah, well, I think the intent, like some of them are where, you know, a guy's just been in there, and I think they've got to look at the intent to try and get out. I'd have to look at each one case by case to say whether or not it was a right or wrong call, but what I look for is if you're in it, the intent to get out. And if the intent's there to do that quickly, I think it's okay, and it is a severe penalty of 50 metres if the intent was to get out really quickly.
How frustrating is it from a coach's box and a player's point of view? I mean, because they're not impacting the play, a lot of these ones, so it's a harsh penalty for something that really does have a lot of impact on the play most of the time.
Well, I don't think it's a harsh penalty if someone's deliberately in there, and that's my point around the rule. If they're showing intent to get out and they try to do that really quickly, it is a harsh penalty, but someone that's deliberately being in there, and that's why the rule's there, then I think the penalty's warranted. Yeah.